This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With apologies to Charles Dickens, we will begin today with a tale of two markets, the best of the housing market, the worst of the housing market, or something like that. We learned yesterday that existing home sales for November, used homes, is another way to think about that, were down more than 10%. That's the biggest drop in 5 years in that particular market. But then today, numbers from the Census Bureau showed that new home sales were actually up more than 4% last month. So we are going to focus on that because even though they're a small sliver of all homes bought and sold in this country, those new homes mean a whole lot for the wider economy. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on it.
All right. The first thing you need to know is
new homes are a different beast than existing homes.
That's Ralph McLaughlin, a housing economist with Trulia.
They require a lot of different inputs. They require a lot of different planning. And ultimately, they require demand from the public.
He says new home sales in particular provide a bigger economic engine for the economy. What some might see as a number, others see as different strands of the economy at work. Morris Davis teaches real estate at Rutgers.
Not just the number of units, it's people building the units. How big are the units that are being built?
Think carpenters, plumbers, electricians. Because the bigger the house, the more folks you need swinging hammers and putting up 2x4s. And when you finally close on the house,
then there's furniture, groceries that you want to fill the refrigerator with. It's not like people are eating more, but there's another fridge that might be filled with more groceries.
And there's probably a lot more people looking to fill those fridges. New home sales are up more than 14% this year. Rafael Bostic teaches real estate at USC. He thinks these numbers actually do shed some light on how people feel about the economy.
And now when you talk to home builders, they're pretty optimistic. So I think that it's actually a sign of some confidence in where the economy is and where it's likely to go.
But it's also probably more expensive to buy one of those new homes these days. The median price in November was $305,000, up almost 1% from last year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.